A strange flat. It was quiet recently, about a year or two ago. I was living with my parents in a two-bedroom flat at the time. I had always loved animals, but they didn't stay with me very long, either dying or disappearing for some unknown reason. There were many times that an animal got sick and in a deplorable condition. We gave it into good hands, and literally a week later, the animal revived, became healthy, and lived for a very long time. In the beginning, I blamed it on my own slovenliness and inability to look after it. But once I got my own dog, I looked at it from another angle. My dog was always looking at something, as if he could see something we couldn't see, barking at something in the doorway and growling. I explained it to myself that she could probably hear the neighbors behind the wall. One night, I was asleep in my room and I heard the wires from my laptop, which were scattered all over the flat, start to move, which is usually what happens when someone's feet cling to them. So I called out to my mom, but no one answered. Then I called out for my brother. The answer was someone else breathing, which didn't sound human. I thought my brother was messing with me, so I shouted for him to stop. There was no response, so I decided to go in there and see who was messing around. When I went out into the corridor, I didn't see anyone. I went into my mother's room. She was asleep. I followed it to my brother's room, and he was in his tent sleep. And that's when I felt uncomfortable. The dog, in turn, was howling in the room, which was not like him.
After a while, I slept at home alone. I watched a movie and went to bed. No sooner had I turned off the lights everywhere and settled under the covers. Then, someone knocked on the bedroom door three times. I fell silent. There was a dead silence. I started to console myself that I was imagining things, but then there were three more knocks on the front door. I jumped out of the bed, picked up the phone, called my boyfriend, and started to explain to him what had happened. He told me not to panic and to calm down, reminding me that I had definitely locked the door when he left me that night. He advised me to go and look through the peephole. So I did. I walked down the corridor to the front door, turning on the lights everywhere I went. When I got to the door, the lights in the wall flattened out. I was stunned in shock. I could see through the peephole that the light was on the ground floor. I started crying through the phone and begging the guy to come to me. He said he was on his way out, but before he could finish that last sentence, my phone went off. There was no way it would have run out of power, as it had been on charge all day. I pulled myself together and went to the storeroom for candles. I lit a candle, took it in my hand, and went to my room and started praying for it to stop. Then, I heard footsteps in the flood right down the hallway, slow at first, and then, as if someone came running to my room and stopped beside me. Then I just started gagging with fear. I ran to the toilet and threw up. Then I heard the doorbell ring. I was very surprised because I thought that if there was no light in the house, then the intercom shouldn't work either. Just before I got to the door, there was another knock at the front door. I froze. But then I heard my boyfriend's voice behind the door. With a sigh of relief, I opened the door. At the same moment, the lights turned on in the wall flat, and I heard the beep of the phone turning on in the room. The guy saw the lights go on all over the flat shoe and looked at my pale, white-washed face. We sat in the kitchen all night. After that incident, everyone in the house started to hear someone walking around the flat all the time. Dishes were being broken. Wires were flying through the air on their own. Relationships in the family became tense. We were always fighting. Soon, we decided to move out of the flat. We sold it and new tenants moved in. Just a month later, we got an eerie phone call from the tenants asking us tearfully if we had noticed anything unusual in the flat. We shudderingly say no, and they told us that they had heard their infant daughter screaming and crying during the night. They ran into the room, and there the child was hanging there, as if someone invisible was holding her by the throat. When the adults came in, the hand abruptly released its grip, and the girl fell to the floor and suffered the concussions. What it was, and how these people are now, I don't know. But I'm very glad that we left that flat in time.
Did you like the podcast? Then subscribe and share it further. Thanks for listening.